U.S. President Barack Obama says even though race relations have improved dramatically across the country, bias still remains against racial minorities.
Race relations have improved dramatically in my lifetime. Those who deny it are dishonoring the struggles that helped us achieve that progress. But we know but America, we know that bias remains. We know it. Whether you are black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or of Middle Eastern descent, we have all seen this bigotry in our own lives at some point. We've heard it at times in our own homes. If we're honest, perhaps we've heard prejudice in our own heads and felt it in our own heart.
Obama made the remarks during a memorial service honoring the five police officers slain in the city of Dallas last week. He also admitted that the concerns of the protesters and those questioning law enforcement tactics cannot be simply dismissed. The U.S. president, however, condemned the rhetoric that suggests harm to police, saying it does a, quote, disservice to the cause of justice. Back on Friday, five policemen were killed and seven others wounded by sniper fire during a protest against police brutality and racial profiling of African Americans. The attack has been described as the deadliest incident for law enforcement forces since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Earlier, we talked to political scientist Wilmer Leon, who believes that the Dallas shooting must not distract the people from the U.S. police brutality against African Americans.
The president speaking at the police memorial, that was a horrific event that happened in Dallas. Our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and their families. But that was the act of one mentally disturbed individual who decided that he was going to try to rectify entire nation's history of racial oppression with an irrational act. That makes absolutely no sense. So we can't equate or we can't confuse what happened in Dallas with what happened to Mr. Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or Mr. Castillo in Minneapolis, or so many others, Mr. Gurley in New York, and Tamir Rice in Ohio, and the list is as long as my arm, about the number of unarmed or legally armed African Americans who have been innocently involved in whatever practices they were involved in and wind up being executed by the police. And that's a false dichotomy, and that's a false equivalency, that's a Faustian a choice, because the two are not related. What a lot of police officers and individuals like Rudy Giuliani have been very successful at doing is forcing people or trying to force people through mainstream media to make this choice. Black Lives Matter has never been, nor will it ever be, an anti-police organization. It's an anti-racist, historic police force action. That's what it's against. It's against bad cops. It's not against police. It's against police officers who decide that they are going to summarily execute law-abiding citizens in the street. And so for people to try to equate the two or try to force one to say you're either with the protesters or you're with the police, that is nothing but a lie, and it is a false choice.